An ABC miniseries about the events leading up to September 11th is stirring political controversy. Leading Democrats, including former President Bill Clinton, are questioning the accuracy of the film. So are some members of the 9/11 Commission. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
ABC has faced an onslaught of criticism from Democrats, including the Senate leadership and former members of the Clinton administration. They claim that the path to 9/11, scheduled to air on Sunday and Monday nights, inaccurately depicts the Clinton administration as missing the opportunity to capture or kill Osama bin Laden. One scene shows former National Security Advisor Sandy Berger in a conversation with then-CIA Chief George Tenet and an intelligence analyst. Berger refuses to issue an order to kill bin Laden.
What do we know, Patricia?
We know that the special action team has pinpointed the target. We know enough to try. Now, excuse me, sir. You are the national security advisor. Can't you give the order?
Look, George, if you feel confident, you can present your recommendation to the president yourself.
By now, that scene may have been pulled from the film, as ABC is said to be tweaking the program. It's unclear whether other elements that have sparked controversy remain. In a letter to Robert Iger, CEO of the Walt Disney Company, former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright said the film is defamatory in this scene, which suggests she warned Pakistan of an imminent airstrike aimed at bin Laden.
We had to inform the Pakistanis. There are regional factors involved here.
Yeah, the end result being that we've enhanced bin Laden's stature in the Islamic world.
Tom Kane, the former New Jersey governor and a member of the 9/11 Commission, served as a consultant on the film. Kane is a Republican, and two former Clinton aides, Bruce Lindsay and Douglas Band, have accused him of politicizing the commission through his association with the film. Kane scoffs at those charges and says he believes the film is important even if some elements are not rooted in fact.
My own view is that it's very well done, that it leads you to a better understanding of the 9/11 plot, that it's going to lead you to a better understanding of the recommendations the 9/11 Commission has made so that these plots can be foiled more easily in the future, and that the whole thing will make a good contribution to the American dialogue.
Nonetheless, Kane said the depiction of Berger thwarting the bin Laden attack does not reflect the findings of the 9/11 Commission, which laid the blame on the CIA's Tenet. Kane recommended removal of that scene. He has less sympathy for Albright's complaints.
That's a very educational scene. Now, if the Secretary of State wasn't involved in that, she wasn't doing her duty, because she should have been involved in that one.
This can't be a production of Snow White or Cinderella. This is history.
That's Tim Romer, a former Democratic congressman who also served on the 9/11 Commission. Romer says he doesn't blame Kane for the problems with the film. He blames ABC. But he disputes the notion that a fictionalized film will advance understanding of the September 11th attacks.
We don't do service to the American people by fictionalizing either the Clinton or Bush administration. We have to get the facts right. That's the very reason why the 9/11 Commission was created.
ABC said in a statement that the show is a dramatization, not a documentary. Meanwhile, Scholastic, the children's publishing company, said it pulled some educational materials on its website that were based on the film. A spokeswoman said the material in question did not meet Scholastic's standards for accuracy. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.